Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Chaf Hey. We have a continuation of yesterday's discussion about being Mala Liyuchsin, right? Can we say that a Kohen has good Yuchas based on other things that he's already been allowed to do? So we'll have a bunch of proofs for whether Duchening will allow someone to be considered a definite Kohen, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. But we're in the middle of this discussion over here, right? The first thing we had said, what we have is a shaila, is whether if a kohen can duchen, right? Do we assume that he is malalichsun, that he is a legitimate 100% kohen to allow them to marry into kohanim and daughters of kohanim that are miuchas, etc. So we had a machlokas Rav Chisda and Rav Avina, and we said that was the machlokas, and we said what was the halacha? So they tried to bring a proof, right? Rav tried to bring a proof from a raisa, right? We said gedola chazaka, right? We said that the such a chazaka that people who came back from the Galus Bavel, they were unable to prove that they're Yichus, that they were proper Kohanim, and therefore Hatar Shaso, which is Nehemiah, said to them, keep your Chazaka, right? Keep your Chazaka, and you used to eat Truma, now you continue to eat Truma. And the Gemara assumed that since they were doing Birkas Kohanim in Bavel as well, right, that they should continue. I mean, you should continue with your Chazaka. What were you doing? You were eating Truma, which is Midrabanan and Chutz La'aretz, and you were doing Birkas Kohanim, and that's what we had said. And if you tell me that someone who does Duchening can be Malal Yuchsin, right, so why would we allow them, right, to continue with the Duchening? Right, once they Duchen, right, we would assume they're proper Kohanim, but we had said that they're only allowed to eat Truma, they're not allowed to eat Kodshim. So that was the proof that we tried to say that apparently someone who does Birkas Kohanim is not allowed, is not necessarily considered to be a miyuchas kohen. So the Gemara just said, no, that's not a good proof because sheni acha deraya chazkayu. No, that was different because their chazaka was right, was lousy, because they'd already said, right, again, that Nehemiah said that they're not allowed to eat kachim. So since they weren't acting like other kohanim, people knew that they weren't actually Kohanim, and therefore Taka, they could have done Duchening, and they could have eaten Truma. In our case, we're concerned with the Duchening, but they could have Duchened because everybody knew they weren't going to the Beis HaMikdash to catch him, right? So they knew that they weren't properly Miuchast Kohen. Now, the Gemara continues, Dilo Tema'achi, because if you don't say that, according to the one who says that you can, again, we had the discussion yesterday, right? Whether you can go, whether someone who eats Truma is considered a Miuchas Kohen. So, well, what do you mean? How could Nehemiah have told them, well, you guys continue to eat Truma, right? But you can't eat Kachim. What do you mean? If someone who eats Truma is a Miuchas Kohen. So, it must be that they had this competing factor that they weren't allowed to eat Kachim. So, everybody knew that they weren't actually proper Kohen. So, someone says, okay, but Elamai Gedola Chazaka. Well, great. Well, we started that whole discussion, right? Rabbi Yossi said, right? Again, Rabbi Yossi, right? Rava or Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi said that Gedola Chazaka. The Chazaka was such a great Chazaka. What do you mean? He said, if you're not going to be, if you're not going to ask her, right? What are you accomplishing with your Chazaka? What's the big deal? So he says, because being kara achol b'chum d'rabanan v'ashta achol b'chum d'araisa. Because in Bavel, they would eat chum d'rabanan, and then Nehemiah said they could eat chuma in Eretz Yisrael. That's chum d'araisa. So that's a great chazaka, right? To allow them to continue eating chuma, even though we're not sure about their lineage. V'boy sema, or you could say, hashanami chum d'rabanan achol. Really, no. Really, in Eretz Yisrael, they're also eating chum d'rabanan, and b'chum d'araisa lo achol. Right, and the only time we allow someone to go from eating truma to becoming a miyuchas kohen, right, is if he's eating truma deraisa. But here, right, he was only allowing them to eat the midrabanan truma, so therefore there was no concern, right, that people would think that they were proper kohen. So okay, but still, so if you're telling me that before they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they were eating truma derabanan, and now in Eretz Yisrael they were eating truma derabanan, so what is the godless of this chazaka? Right, and they said, this is a great chazaka, you guys keep your chazaka, you continue eating truma. What's the godless of the chazaka? This Gemara says, the afagav, the ikal amigzar, mishum truma deraisa lo gazrina. Because you might have thought that, well, if you're going to allow these kohanim to eat truma derabanan, maybe they'll end up eating truma deraisa. So therefore, we said, lo gazrina, gazrina, we're not going to be gozer that. And that was the greatness of the chazaka, that we assume that they're not going to bump up a little bit. They weren't concerned for that, right? Then, and therefore, right, you could use the chazaka to allow them to eat midrabanan truma, even though theoretically you should have been concerned for it, but he wasn't concerned for it because you had this chazaka. Ubachuma de Raisa Lachal, the Gemara says, what do you mean? He couldn't eat Chuma de Raisa. The Pazuk says, Ashoga, you include Mikodesh or Kodeshim. Mikodesh or Kodeshim would do Lachal, but have a Chuma de Raisa Achal. What do you mean? Then again, when that Pazuk says they couldn't eat from Kodesh Kodeshim, which is Korbanos. So why couldn't they eat? Right? There was one small problem. Right? We're saying that he allowed them to eat Shuma Darabana, but not Shuma Daraisa. Well, the Pazik says he only didn't allow these Kohanim to eat Kachim, which is Korbanos. So how in the world could we suggest that he only allowed them to eat Shuma Darabana, not Shuma Daraisa? So how Chikamar? According to this understanding, this is what the Pazik meant. Lo v'mi de ikri kodesh. He didn't allow them to eat anything that is called kodesh. Right? The Chitiv, as the Pazik says, called Zara lo yocha kodesh. That's by Truma. Right, so you wouldn't allow him to eat Truma Midaraisa. Have low meat the Ikri Kachim, and not with anything that's called Kachim. No, that Pazik is talking. I'm sorry, no, that's not true. That Pazik is. That Pazik is talking about Kachim. Right, and something that calls Kachim with the Ktiv, who was going to say, Eli Yishtar, and he but Truma's a Kodashim, Lo Sochal. Right, you see very clearly that Truma is called Kodash. Rabbi Meir, he says, Bamur Amina Kachim, Lo Sochal. Right, she's not allowed to take from Kachim. That's Korbanos, right, and Kosher Kane Truma. That was the Korbanos, the Matanos of the Korban, the least Kodash. Items. So anything, even that they couldn't take care of, they couldn't eat, but they could eat chuma. But they could not eat chuma daraisa. Okay, Tashma, another proof. Let's go weiter and figure out maybe if we can take someone who does duchne and make him into miyuchas kohen. I think we can have two or three more proofs. Right, we just had one. We kind of dismissed it after a bunch of back and forth. So let's see if we can find another one. Chazaka laguna nesius kapayim bebavel v'achilas challah b'suria. We can assume that someone's a kohen if they're duchening in Babel and they're eating challah right in Syria. Syria was a place where David HaMelech had conquered, and again, it wasn't necessarily Eretz Yisrael, right, considered to be Eretz Yisrael necessarily. There's a whole discussion over there, but the point for us really is duchening in Babel. And one more thing. And also getting matanos, right? Getting matanos kahuna, right? In the big cities. But talk, this is katani miyas, the nisiyos kavayim, right? My love, the yuchsin doesn't seem to apply. What's this chazaka lekahuna that we're trying to establish, right? We say we can establish a kohen, someone duchens in Babel. So that seems to be that you tell me is miyuchas kohen. Kumar says, lo, the truma. No, that means to tell me that you can eat truma. Ah, do me the chilas chala katani. But didn't we, one of the things we list in the brisa is eating chala. Right? Ma'achil is chala liyuchsin, afnes is kapayim liyuchsin. We assume that if someone can eat chala, chala, again, not chala, as like we know it. Chala as in like, when you make chala, you have to give a gift to the kohen, right? When someone bakes enough chala, you have to take off a piece and give it to the kohen. That's what we're talking about. So just like someone who eats chala can eat, we assume that he's a kohen for yuchsin. Right, the Gemara assumes that, meaning that obviously, we assume that the Gemara assumes that. So, Afnis is kapayim liyuchsin. Apparently, we see that some of the duchens can also be miyuchas kohen. So, Gemara says, "Lo, achilas chala gufa the truma." No, but if someone eats chala, can eat truma. Now, you can't be a miyuchas kohen. And kasavar, because we're holding chala is manazed in rabbanon, because chala is nowadays the rabbanon, who truma made the raisa and truma. Is the raisa maskinan, and we assume that someone may chalam the rabbanon the truma the raisa. We assume that someone who's eating chalam the rabbanon can eat truma the raisa. Because the abek lo ravuna bread Rav Yeshua the rabbanon. Like this whole discussion, right? How they reversed ravuna Rav Yeshua reversed the sheet of chachamim. We're going to get to that in a second. Tashma within, but let's bring another proof that miyuchas kohen that someone who's duchens can be a miyuchas kohen. Chazaka l'kohuna, we can establish that someone is a kohen by doing what? Nesius kapayim, and that's our kicker, our point. Is someone who's duchens v'chilu granos b'eretz Yisrael, and he's also getting truma at the threshing floor in Eretz Yisrael. It was Syria, and in Syria, v'chol makom sheshluk erosh chodesh magiin. Meaning in all those places where the shluka basin get to on time, and you see this nesius kapayim raya avaloch hilagronos. I read that poorly. That's an Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, let's start again. That nesius kapayim v'chilik granos b'Eretz Yisrael. That if he's duchening or getting matnas kahuna, the truma in the threshing floor in Eretz Yisrael, that guy's a kohen. What about a little bit farther out, right, of Eretz Yisrael. So Nesias Kapayim, Raya, so Dichening works, Avalochi Lagronos, but not getting Shuma. Ubaba Kasuri, Ubaba is like Suri, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Af Alexander Shalom Tzrayim, Rav Bari Shona. Even Alexandria, right, counts. Why? They should base in Kvun Shom, because you have based in that. The reason why we assume that someone's Nesias Kapayim and Nechil Lagronos is Shaykh for Eretz Yisrael, right, is because we assume that Beis Din will figure out, will look into this guy, right, and assume that he's a kohen. So too, in a place in Alexandria where they had a big Beis Din, so that also is true according to Rosh Hashanah. Well, Katani Mias, but again, the point here is Nesis Kapayim, that we're trying to teach that someone who duchens can be a kohen. So my love, the yuchsin, so Kapayim says, not lo lechala, not for yuchsin, but he can eat chala. So God didn't mean the chilek gronos katani. But what do you mean? But one of the things we're saying is, right, we're saying someone who duchens and someone who eats truma. Right, that's those the two examples we gave in the brisa. My chilek gronos the yuchsin, ma'af nesius kapayim the yuchsin. Just as someone who gets truma and all the gemara assumes here by the threshing floor, he's a miuchas kohen. That's how to someone who duchens. Gemara says la chilek gronos gufa lechala. No, we don't assume that someone who gets truma in a threshing floor is a miuchas kohen. We assume that he can eat challah, right? Because salva truma b'zan etzav rabbanon. Because we're holding that truma nowadays midar rabbanon, the challah midar raisa, and challah is midar raisa, which we'll explain in a second. Right? Maskina mitruma rabbanon, the challah midar raisa. We assume that someone who eats truma nowadays, right, is able to eat challah midar raisa. Ukdashkechinu Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Yeshua the rabbanon. Just like this, what we just mentioned, right? This time when Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua shmuz with the rabbanon, he had to switch something. The Amr, what happened? The Amr Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. He said, "Ashkachinu Rabbanu Beirav the Asri Gamri Afilu Lamad Amar Chumus Marazet the Rabbanan Chalav Daraisa." He came and said, "I found the Chevron the Beis Medrash saying that even if you say that Chuma nowadays is Midir Rabbanan, so Chalav those Daraisa. Why? Shere Sheva Shekivshu V'Sheva Shechilku, right? Is Chayvu B'Chalav and Is Chayvu B'Chuma? Because in the original conquest, when Yeshua came, right, he conquered it for 7 years, divided it for 7 years. Right, during that time, they were Chayv and Chalav." But they were not chayv in truma. Whereas the chala came right, they were chayv right away when they came into chala. As we're going to quote the pasuk in a second, b'vachem al haaretz, the moment you get into Eretz Yisrael, right? So you were chayv in chala. So you see that they had that tkufa. You see that such a thing existed. Right? And I said to them, I said to them, either but not the opposite is true. I feel the man amar truma is one that hazed der araisa chala midar rabbanan. Right? No, he said the opposite. I mean, even according to the one who says that Truma nowadays is Midar Raisa, again, that's based on, well, if we assume that when Ezra brought the Golos back to Eretz Yisrael, he was Mekadeshit, not only to the end of Bais Sheni, but Lasid Lavo. So even if you say that Truma nowadays is Midar Raisa, still nowadays Chala is Midar Abonon. Why? The Tarnik is Wilander Raisa. When you come to the land, then you're Chayv and Chala. You might have thought, if the pasuk just said when you came to the land, you might have thought, well, when two or three people come to the land, when Kalev and Pinchas went to the land, right, when Yeshua sent the spies to Yericho, maybe that's when they were chayv and chala. It's tamalom or b'vachem. No, it says b'vachem, you, plural, chem, right, that's many. But v'yas kulchem amarti, all of them, v'lo b'yas miktaschem, and not with half of them. So when in a situation where you only have a few Jews in Eretz Yisrael, or not all of the Jews, or not the majority of the Jews, then Chal is going to be Midir Rabbanan. But Shuma, which is determined on whether Ezra was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael Lasi Lava or not, that could theoretically be Daraisa. But since most of the Jews didn't come back, oh, as it says, the Gemara says right now, Chiyas Kinu Ezra, and when Ezra came back, Lav Kulu Saluk, not all of them came, right, very few of them came, as Rashi already quotes here. It was 40,000 people. 400,000 people? No, Arba, 40,000 people, right. It was something north of 40,000 people. It was not a lot at all. So that point, right, again, it was not, and unfortunately, we're getting there, but we do not necessarily have most of the Jews in Israel nowadays. So, Chala is Midir Abon. Okay, fine. Still, we're trying to find the proof that someone who takes, someone who duchens is considered to be a Miuchas Kohen. Toshma, I think this is the last proof. Chazaka l'kuhuna, how do you determine someone's a kohen? Nesis kapayim v'chiluk gronos ve'idos. Three possibilities. Either he bet duchens, either he gets truma at the threshing floors, or someone is made, comes and gives edos, that he is a kohen. Someone says, edos chazaka? What do you mean? A chazaka l'kuhuna. We're trying to establish that we think, right, a chazaka means like a previous status that we are confirming. What do you mean an Eidos? Eidos is the greatest form of testimony, the greatest form of establishing truth in Jewish law. What do you mean it's a chazaka le'Eidos? What do you mean? It's a chazaka le'kahuna. Eidos, if someone testifies he's a Kohen, he's a Kohen. So what does that mean? The Gemara says, El love. No. How can come? This is what we mean to say. Nizuz kapayim ki edus. That someone who dochins is like someone who has edus. He's that much of a coin. Ki edus liyuchsin, after nizuz kapayim liyuchsin. And therefore, just like aid someone who testifies that someone's a coin is good enough for us, someone who dochins is also good enough to make him a miyuchas coin. So the Gemara says, well, nope. Actually, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about edus haba mikoach chazaka kechazaka. That we're talking about edus that comes through a chazaka, right, is like a chazaka, and therefore we're not, that's not what we're saying, that's what we're referring to. We're not saying that two people come and say this guy's a Kohen, but we're assuming, we're testifying that this guy had a chazaka, meaning that this guy got truma, or this guy did duchening. That's the edus that we have. So in that situation, as we'll see in right now. Who also committed Rabbi Ami? This guy came before Rabbi Ami, Amalei, b'chuzkani b'zeh shehu Kohen. He said that this guy's a Kohen. So Amalei, Marisa, so how do you know? Rabbi Ami says, how do you know? So Amalei said to him, Shekar Rishon Beis HaKnesses. Right, you got Rishon and Shul. B'cheska shehu Kohen, b'cheska shehu Gadol. He says, well, what do you mean? It was not always is the first guy who lanes a Kohen. Right, sometimes if there's no Kohen, or even sometimes if you have a great tzaddik there, who's not a Kohen, but he also gets Rishon, and so it's not a slam dunk that he's a Kohen. So he said back to him, yeah, Shekarach of Levi. Well, you know, the guy who followed him was a Levi. Right? And that's what we say, that Allah is, that only if the first guy gets up is not a Kohen, so you continue with the Yisraelim. But if the guy gets Rishon as a Kohen, so then you go, Shani, who's a Levi. So that's how you know, when you have a Kohen Levi, so okay, fine, in that case, but we know that the first guy's a Kohen, then hello, Rabbi Ami, Laguna Alpi. Okay, that was good enough for Rabbi Ami. Ahuda also Lakame Rabbi Yeshua. There was a guy, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There's a guy that came in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and same similar story. Amalei Mechuzkani Bazeshu Levi. This guy's a Levi. Amalei said to him, again, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? I don't know if he was a Levi or not, but they said this other guy was a Levi. Amalei Maris. I said, what do you see? Says Amalei Shekar Sheni Bebeisa Knesses. Right? He got Sheni. He got the second Aliyah Shul. So of course, says, okay, Bechazeshu Levi, Bechazeshu Gadol. Well, maybe he's a tzaddik. And then the first guy who got an Aliyah beforehand was a tzaddik, and the second guy was also a tzaddik. So the Gemara says, no, Shekar the flood of Kohen. Well, the first guy was a Kohen, so therefore the second guy was a Levi. So he said, okay, hello, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Levi Abib. And sure enough, that was good enough for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, made this guy, established him as a Levi. Ha'uda also the commander of Reish Lakish. Again, similar story. Someone came to Reish Lakish. Amalei said, B'chus Kohen Bazeshu Kohen. This guy's a Kohen. Amalei Ramar Reisa said, how do you know? Amalei, Shekar Rishon Beza Knesses. He got Rishon Shul. Amalei said, Reisa Shechilik Alagranos. What, did you see him getting Shuma right on the threshing floors? I mean, he wasn't happy with that. I mean, he didn't think it was enough. Right? That he had to see this guy getting Shuma instead. It was not enough that he should go to Shul and get Kohen. So I'm allowed Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said to Reish Lakish, what do you mean? If him ain't Shem Goren, right? If you have no threshing floor, so but lakuna when nobody's a Kohen. Or you can't prove that someone's a Kohen nowadays. Right? So what do you mean? So what are you talking about? You don't have to see him going getting a Shuma. Right? You just see. You got Rishon, Seder. That's how he established the guy's a Kohen. One time they were sitting by Rabbi Yochanan and also Maisel Kamein, and the same thing happened. A guy came and said, "That guy's a Kohen. How do you know? Because he got Rishon and Shul." So Amalei Reish Lakish, Reisiv Shechilik Alagoren. Did he say? Reish Lakish said, "Oh, did you see him getting Truma?" So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan looked and said, "What do you mean? The ancient Goren but Lakahuna." Or Rabbi Yochanan said, "What do you mean? If there's nobody getting Truma, if there's no threshing floors, so there's no Kohanim? No, of course not. So this guy got Rishon and Shul, so it's good enough." So other chazir, the Rabbi Lazar Bishus. Reish Lakish got angry at Rabbi Lazar. And he was the last one who told him. Right? Rabbi Lazar previously said to Reish Lakish. Now Rabbi Yochanan said it. And now Reish Lakish got mad at Rabbi Lazar. He said, Amar, he said, Shemat Milei de Bar Nafcha, V'lo Amartel Mishmei. He heard something from Bar Nafcha, that's Rabbi Yochanan, his father was a blacksmith. He heard from Rabbi Yochanan, and he didn't say it in his name. Well, you got to say stuff in his name. Right? That's... So again, how could you say not say something in Rabbi's name? So we had before that in Yevamos that we assume again Rabbi Yochanan got upset once. I think it's Rabbi Yochanan. He got upset once that people didn't say Torah in his name. Right? There's a lot of schools for people who say Torah in their Rabbi's name. Right? It keeps their neshama going, etc. And but basically they said that it's just like Yoshua who taught everything from the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Everybody knew that Yoshua was teaching Moshe's Torah. He didn't have to say, and Moshe said this, and Moshe said this, and Moshe said this. So the Pasha says, Rabbi Elazar also. Rabbi Elazar was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud, and he assumed that everybody knew that whenever he said something, it came from Rabbi Yochanan. That's Pasha's how the Rishonim explained. Okay, Vayter, we'll hold it here with another... some other stories of being Malo Lakon Yuchsim. Okay. We'll go weiter in tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day, and you're listening to us.